Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the line, Slammer of Madison, my friend, congratulations. You won a t-shirt at the end of the call. Leave your best mailing address with Luke. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. And if the game is hosted in Milwaukee, I'm quite certain that with the amount of time we have in between now and then, somebody could say, as long as you bring, when you actually purchase your ticket, proof that you've been vaccinated, double vaccinated, or single, depending on the vaccine, you can actually attend the game and we could fill the stadium as opposed to the 25% we started with at the season opener.
Well, that's a good idea. Let's put it this way. It'll be in July, and they keep redoing the capacity limit, Slammer. And so I think that it's probably, it's a clever idea. It's unlikely that they're going to impose because it'll be outdoors. And even if the roof is in place because of rain, it's still a pretty big facility. And they do have a safety plan in place that has been approved. So they had, I think, something like 11 or 12,000 fans for opening day. And the president of the Brewers has said that they have crunched every possible variable, every possible alternative. If it's raised from 25%, 35%, 50%, 75%, 100% is easy. You just fill every seat. But how do you do it? It's a very, very tough algorithm to put into effect because you want pods of two, pods of four with a space, blah, 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 blah. It would be great if you had could say, okay, only people are vaccinated, but a lot of people haven't been vaccinated. And Monday of this week, which is today, is the first day that anybody over 16 can get it regardless of age. So a lot of younger people haven't been vaccinated and they may not by July. So I think what's more likely is that I'm hoping that the capacity limits will be significantly eased by July. Significantly eased, and that people, when they show up, it'll be up to 50-75%. It'd be wonderful if it were 100%. People, if you're sitting in a group and if you go inside in one of those places, you wear a mask, in my view, but it's open air, it's July. I think that there will be higher capacity limits than there are now in Milwaukee, higher capacity limits. But it'll be a great thing. Hundreds of millions of dollars in economic benefit to southeastern Wisconsin and by extension all around the state. One thing I want them to do is I want to see them play out the game. Remember they had one game where they called it because it was an extra innings. They didn't want the pitchers to get tired. I mean, you can't have an all-star game that ends in a tie. You just can't. And now, of course, Major League Baseball has the rule that you get into extra innings and the teams automatically have somebody on second base. Stick a runner on second base to shorten it so that you don't have. I remember as a kid, maybe it was the Philadelphia, one of them played a 26-inning game or something. I mean, at some point it can get ridiculous, but you know something? These are professionals, absolutely professionals. It's the All-Star game. I don't want to see it called as a tie. That happened once. It was a bad idea, a very bad idea. We should play it out so somebody wins. And I think sticking a guy in second base is the way to go, which is what they've done. I don't necessarily like that rule. I got to tell you, I don't like the rule in the abstract. What it does is it puts a runner on base who didn't earn it. He didn't get there on his own. He gets stuck there. So they put their best base runner on and he's prancing around. And obviously the guy hits a single, that's the end of the game, blah, blah, blah. But it is one way of shortening it because you have some magnificent pitchers and they'll go 11, 12, 13, 14 innings. But you know something? That's baseball. So that would have been my preference. It's not happening. So therefore, that's an even better way to say, play that All-Star game out. Play it in Milwaukee. Hope everybody from around the state comes down here. They tailgate, they go into the stadium. Hope that'll all be lifted, all those restrictions, by July. Slammer, thanks very much for calling in. Going back to the Capitol, a very, very sad thing happened early in the weekend. Another Capitol Hill officer was killed and another one injured when a car rammed a barricade. Officer Billy Evans, veteran of the force, killed when the car rammed the barricade. You know, the difference between his death and Brian Sicknick's death back on January 6th, Biden immediately put the President Biden, the flag is at half mast for Billy Evans. Donald Trump wouldn't put it at half mast for Brian Sicknick for 3 days. He finally did grudgingly, and he made it known it was grudging. So he could technically say he did it, but without the slightest indication of honor for the dead police officer who'd been killed by the insurrection. The motivations for these insurrections were different. The one in January 6th was massive. It injured a lot of officers, gouged out an eye. These are pro-Trump people lathered up by Trump, gouged out the eye of another one, stabbed another one with a pole, beat two more over the head, brain damaged with lead pipes, beaten, threw down the stairs. Others almost killed one officer. He was surrounded. They said, take his gun and kill him with it. And a couple of people protected him. 350 people already being charged. The guy with Billy Evans that just happened over the weekend, a follower of Louis Farrakhan, totally different ideology. But the fact of the matter is that the Capitol is an attraction point for sickos. And the problem is that when you had a president like Trump who lathered them up and invited them to Washington, there's nothing about January 6th that meant they should come to Washington, except that's when the Congress was going to ceremonially accept the certifications of the states. That's it. Trump basically said, save the date cards, sent them out. Save the date cards, he sent them out. Everybody showed up. And even then, they didn't know what to do. He said, march on the Capitol. You're not going to take your country back by simply sitting around. And I'm with you. It was a call to arms. Giuliani was even more explicit, saying trial by combat. So they show up and they see a handful of police officers who don't want to fight with them. And they overwhelm and beat them. It was a rabid mob. It was a pack of animals who were lathered up, pack of wolves. Pack of wolves. That's what happened. Trump lathered them up and lied about it afterwards. This one was different with Officer Billy Evans killed, but it doesn't matter. Nuts are attracted to the Capitol and to power like moths to a light bulb. There have to be obviously better security, maybe better barriers. Maybe when the car's coming, people are trained not to go out and step out. They might get shot, but you don't want some kind of a fortress capital like they have in parts of Asia and Russia and places like that, that the citizenry can't go to. How do you screen out the nuts? Well, you screen them out for one thing with metal detectors. What if the nuts are in Congress themselves? Blow by the metal detectors and then sue you when you find them. We have a sickness in the country right now, a divisiveness. It's got to be healed. Got to be healed. It will be healed. Very glad to see Joe Biden immediately fly the flag at half mast for brave Officer Billy Evans. The flag should have been flown at half mast immediately for the brave Officer Brian Sicknick. It was eventually. But, you know, the Capitol officers looked on that as prestigious duty. It is prestigious duty. But it's now a very dangerous duty. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.